This is Ozarks at Large. This semester, journalism students at the University of Arkansas worked on a series of stories about what living without permanent shelter in Northwest Arkansas is like. On yesterday's show, we heard from students who spent long hours cataloging the stories of people who are living here without a home, and those students told us exactly what angles they took for the reporting: veteran homelessness, felon homelessness, student homelessness, and more. Today, we wanted to share more from them. But first, somebody we didn't hear from yesterday, Rob Wells, an assistant professor of journalism at the University of Arkansas, who led the project.
I've been working with faculty at the University of Maryland, where I got my doctoral degree. Still stay in touch with folks back there. They have a new Howard Center for Investigative Journalism, and they were looking to partner with other universities across the country on a national reporting project about homelessness. So University of Oregon, Arizona State University, Boston College, Stanford were among the more active participants in this group, and the University of Arkansas. So I started talking to them back in the summer. We have been doing regular conference calls every week with a pretty elaborate reporting process. Several of the schools are taking leads on some of the bigger picture stories, looking at the intersection of the criminal justice system and homelessness. And their work, which is in partnership with NPR, will be coming out in June. We have our material together because of the end of the semester, and we're going to be releasing it very soon.
Our conversations with five of the students on Zoom included their thoughts about why they think what they've chosen to do is important. Abby Ross worked on stories involving students who are wrestling with homelessness. She says her work enlightened her understanding.
It was really frustrating. When I first started this, I tried this story for the first time last fall, and I was so shocked that we don't have that number. I know our number wouldn't be nearly as big as somewhere like California or New York City, but even if you have 15 students who are couch surfing or just sleeping in their cars, it's a problem. And I think it's something that we should be more actively addressing, even as college students. I think it's something we kind of forget about until it's us who are experiencing it. So it was really frustrating to know that, like, if this was to happen to me or my best friend, I wouldn't know where to tell them to go. And I wouldn't know who to talk to about it. It would be a lot of jumping from person to person. And it's frustrating.
Whitney King says meeting with and talking to people who are experiencing homelessness allowed her to help tell their stories.
Before this, I feel like I was like a lot of people where I would group homeless people in one category. And after starting this project and speaking to people, it really humanized them for me. Speaking to homeless people has not been something that I've just done on my own time. And now talking to these people and hearing their stories, some of their stories were not a lot different than mine. And it just showed me how differently life can turn out just based on a few circumstances. So it definitely opened up my eyes to what these people go through. And I've actually kept in touch with a couple of them just to see how they're doing and how, if anything's changed for them. Fortunately, some of the interviewees that I had were in transitional programs. So they were trying to better their lives. They were trying to get jobs or already had jobs. There was one man in particular, his name was Cody. And he actually had two jobs. I'm very proud to say that I was able to tell his story and really give him the microphone to say what he needed to say about his situation.
Whitney is a graduate student and did not study journalism as an undergraduate, nor did Matthew Moore. His first degree was in music business. But he says working on this series makes him realize that disciplines, majors, and professions don't exist in silos. And he had no problem asking strangers questions.
No, in my past life, I didn't really have the opportunity to be shy. I've done everything from
working at music festivals to making coffee for strangers. And so everything in that spectrum doesn't allow you many opportunities to avoid small talk or avoid people. And so I think that was one of the big drivers for me in pursuing reporting and pursuing journalism, is that I love connecting with people. And this class especially has been really great because it kind of gives me that basis of like, here's the data, there's a story here. How do I find that person who can really bring life to this data? And that's been a really cool aspect of this, is being able to see, I'm very much a process-driven person. I love seeing all of the things kind of fit together. And for me, being able to like lay that out and to give some sort of humanity to all of that really brings home the story.
Katie Sider researched homelessness in school-aged children, as well as camps that have developed, populated by people without permanent shelter. She says her reporting allowed her to find out more about people she had only seen but had never talked with before.
I found a tent encampment on the Town Branch Trail, which I was pretty familiar with. I have a dog who I would walk on that trail like every single day, and I'd see them through the trees in their encampment. And so when I started working on this story, that was the first place I thought of, because I felt it was relatively safe. I had never had any issues walking by before. And so I kind of just took a leap and just walked through there, and one of the men in the encampment approached me, and I introduced myself and asked if he'd be willing to talk to me for a minute. And thankfully he was. And that's just kind of how it happened.
And for Michael Adkinson, he says more than anything, he's grateful he was able to work on this project.
The project was really interesting. I feel like it was kind of the culmination of, so I'm a senior. Technically today is my last day of school, but I think that it kind of was putting together everything that I've done so far as reporting goes. One of the things that I felt was really important with this project was, in journalism, they teach you to tell human stories behind all the statistics and the data. And I think that that was so important for this class, that, you know, it's one thing for me to tell you there are X amount of homeless people living in Northwest Arkansas right now. And it's a totally different thing for me to tell you the story of a woman who is at the homeless center and shares her life story and her positivity and her political beliefs and things like that. I think that it was just so important to be a part of that. And it's something that I'm so grateful for this opportunity for.
You can see the results of their work at razorbackreporter.uark. .edu. And Rob Wells, the assistant professor of journalism at the University of Arkansas, says Brooke Tomlin, Mary Ellis, Elena Ramirez, and Elias Weiss also worked on the project, but were unable to join us on our Zoom call last week. This is Ozarks at Large.